food is king. And so I'm watching the delivery of food diversify. You know, it's going to be in an expanded marketplace casual dining venue. It's going to be outside al fresco in the lawn in creature comfort furniture and heating and cooling, right? Lighting. It's going to be up in the sky lobby. And so the ability to do that well is an art.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. This show is powered by our sponsors, Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Gibson Insurance, Hamilton CapTel, Paragon Senior Living, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, Salinity, and produced by Grit and Gravel Marketing. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry at btgvoice.com.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the Senior Living Podcast with Josh and Lucas. We have an exciting guest on today. Very excited to welcome Rocky Berg to the program from 3 Architecture. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Rocky, it has been fun to get to know you over the past couple months in person. Many people know you've been in this industry a long time. And I think this is really perfect timing to have someone with your expertise and knowledge in the industry. Before we kind of dive into your background and history, obviously you are a principal at an architecture firm out of Dallas, 3 Architecture. Design and trends is a big, big topic right now. It has been a very slow development period, maybe the slowest in the history of the industry. How have you weathered the storm, and where do you think we're going right now? Is now the time?
Yesterday was the time. Yes, we've seen the last couple years pretty slow, right? But the momentum is clearly picking up, especially the end of last year and moving into 26. I have clients that are not just purchasing sites, but getting them entitled. Of course, we're on the front end of master planning that work and prepping them to get properties built and developed. So I'm expecting to see cost of money dropping and people motivated to get going again. So that keeps my tribe very busy.
Now let's jump into your background. How did you get started in senior housing?
I love my grandparents. And I've been in churches where I've had elders take care of me and my family, right? So those relationships were very, very personal. So the mission just really works well with my heart and the people that I have that I'm working with. So they get it, we get it. So that's at the foundation of it. It's probably the most innovative place to work today as an architect. It's been changing so dramatically. So as an innovator, it's given me an opportunity to really start to change the game as we moved out of the greatest generation into the appetite of the boomer. All sorts of opportunities open up. And quite frankly, I'm designing for myself. I've been in the practice for 40 years and watched the change. And it's very, very exciting. I've worked across the globe, Australia, South Africa, hospitality projects, typically on those venues. But in the senior space, now 40 years, the smile states. So you know, from Florida to Hawaii, you know, hurricanes and tornadoes. And so it's a great place to work, changing so quickly, fun.
Well, when you say designing for yourself, I think is what you said.
Yes.
What exactly does that mean?
I'm watching, we're no longer just purely designing grandma's house on steroids, right? It's the residences are more open planned. The window openings are larger, although we're using sophisticated shading devices and things, but right? But the units are opening up. The kitchens and the spa bathrooms are beautiful places. And of course, we can't underrate the storage needs and the way to do that cleverly. The technology's been changing, allowing us more freedom. And so, yeah, it's an exciting place to move all those things forward. Our clients are very discerning. They've traveled. They know what they want, when they want it. And it's our job to sublimely support our clients and the operators to, you know, do it really, really well. That's what I expect. You know, a piece of that is as much pride as I take in the architecture, food is king. And so I'm watching the delivery of food diversify. You know, it's going to be in an expanded marketplace casual dining venue. It's going to be outside al fresco in the lawn in creature comfort furniture and heating and cooling, right? Lighting. It's going to be up in the sky lobby. It's and so the ability to do that well is an art. And so understanding the business side of it, the business model side of it, and how to operate it, but ultimately the experience. And that's what this is really all about. It's all about that experience. And so when we're starting a project, yes, there's a program. Yes, it's ultimately going to be sticks and bricks, you know, in terms of building it. But we start with that experience.
That's really interesting. So what about like specific trends? I mean, I think everybody's trying to figure out what is this next generation of senior housing consumer? What do they really want? And you alluded to some of that, but is there anything that you're seeing that everybody seems to be like, this is a definite need and the community's got to have this that you didn't see 15 years ago?
I'm watching the programming become more flexible. Ultimately, our residents and their families, it truly does become their home. It's so often I hear, I wish I had moved in sooner, right? And so very quickly they begin to own it. So within the overall scheme, the program has to be flexible. And within the spaces, we have to make them smarter. You go, what does that mean? Well, the technology, the lighting, the acoustics, the ability to flex these spaces as they inherit them and ultimately try to change the programming to what they want. So there's an art to doing that and doing it correctly to optimize the dollars. So it's still, yes, it's all about the food. Wellness is huge. And both inside and outside the building. So taking care of the outdoor rooms and thinking about those spaces between the buildings, the spaces on the perimeter, and how these communities relate to their neighbors. So I've watched the communities become more inclusive and less exclusive. As nice as they are, they really are about connecting the community to the larger community on a two-way communication. So, but like I said, the spaces are a little more contemporary in terms of the aesthetic and what people are wanting, which means a little bit cleaner architecture. To do clean architecture, you've got to be creative, inventive on how to make that detailing look really, really well. You understand that purpose? So, yes, yeah. So that's in a way of how it's changing. The residents are growing in square footage. Everybody's moving from a house, but I'm watching the unit sizes increase again. We're not doing any studios or anything like that. So it's one, twos, and three bedrooms with extra, you know, spaces.
This episode of Bridge the Gap is sponsored by Nick Map. If you're trying to read the market's pulse right now, you should know what the latest Nick Map market fundamentals reveal.
Overall, senior housing occupancy climbed to 89.1%. Annual rent growth remains healthy across property types, and absorption continues to outpace inventory growth.
With 20 years of historical data behind every quarter snapshot, you're seeing trend lines that matter for strategic planning, investment, and development. Dive into the details and learn more at nickmap.com.
Are you sensing any pressure with all of these changes, changing in dynamics and these different types of spaces and different design? Is there any pressure on efficiency to try to keep it all somewhat affordable, or is that kind of out the window? Or like, where does that challenge come in when you've got these great elaborate designs that are creative? I'm assuming that challenge comes in some point, right?
All the way through the process. Even when we start with that concept. Now, I'll tell you, we differentiate ourselves in terms of we work really hard with the clients to understand those emotional connections. So we start with that space before we get in the program. But at the very beginning of the project, we start with a definitive expectation of how the math is going to work. We measure it all the way through the process, multiple times through that process. So we're already always on spot in terms of what the expectations are. So, yes, optimizing the dollars and trading out those decisions. You make one decision, there's 100 more that come off of those decisions. And so we're very pragmatic and experienced at taking our clients through it. In a lot of ways, I feel like we're a Sherpa. We'll go up to the base camp. We'll help the client make decisions. We move up to the second camp and ultimately help them decide if they're going to summit or not. And so it's a great experience. We've done it many, many times. We just want them to come down in one total piece. Right?
Yeah. Well, I heard you and Lucas talking before we hit record. You're saying you've been in the business so long that a lot of the things that you built, you're now redoing and things for the next generation.
Well,
and
let's not overrate that. It just there is an instance where on a campus we're working together on where my mom lives. The entry feature now we've changed that whole new front door experience. And so I took down the tower, the lighthouse tower originally, and now it's this great opening and reception.
So it's not only as you often and the business that Lucas is in on a daily basis, not only these new developments, but also taking the existing and sort of repositioning them, making them relevant for the next generation of senior housing. That's something you get to do every day, Lucas.
It is, and it's a lot of fun. And I really think that we're in a time period where, between ground up or expansion, which I think is going to be a really big thing today and going forward, and renovation, I'm trying to think of like ranking what is the most important one right now, and they're all important. I think that they are on the starting line, all of them at the same time, obviously with development at an all-time low in the industry, renovation and repositioning, a value add or a legacy building or just a struggling, community. Or, just one that's just, it's out of date. Obviously, that's been a big focus, right, over the past 4 years, and it will be going forward. What, as far as, like, deal flow for what you are in your company is seeing is, and I know y'all do a lot of ground up, but what do you think is going to be the biggest focus for owners and investors?
I'm watching the single site owners expand out. And I've helped a number of clients recently do that. So they're taking on sister properties and expanding out. And, of course, leveraging their infrastructure and to do good, right? So so I've got a client that I've been very fortunate to work with who's definitely been growing in these last 4 and 5 years. So very proactive, strategic growth. And so they have taken advantage of the fact that our multifamily friends have been pretty quiet, but they were assuming a lot of sites. So they've been able to acquire great sites. They've been able to get entitlements moving forward. And so they're proactively moving forward. Now we're helping them conceptually design and document new design. So they're constructing next year. Construction and flat costs have been relatively flat. Labor's kind of eked up a little bit, but materials have been pretty flat. So they've been able to take advantage of this moment. As rates drop on the financing side, business picks up. Constructors are going to be busy, competitive, and I expect to see, and we'll have to anticipate with the way we do things to optimize those dollars, right? And so we've got a lot of different ways that we do that so that our clients can make smart, strategic decisions along the way.
Yeah. So, Rocky, you've been at this obviously a long time. You seem very passionate about what you do and very thoughtful, intentional. Obviously have a cool mission story. Your mom's even in one of the communities. But what's behind the name, Three Arches?
There's so many trilogies out there, but yes, it's really premised on the trilogy. There's more than three in our shop. So, so there's so many, trilogies that we kind of build off where you're talking about shapes, colors, spiritually. Yes.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, it's cool. It is
about a legacy firm. We're now celebrating over 40 years. We cut our teeth in boutique hospitality. And then a client came to me and said, I love what you do in that space. And this is 35 years ago and 40 projects ago, where he said, I really like what you do. I'd like to bring it into what I'm doing here in the senior space. And it's been a differentiator. And again, we think about this process totally different. Expert in terms of building a building, licensing a building. But, the differentiator is how these buildings, these spaces really make you feel. And how they attract you and re-attract you. It's a reference market. So as the residents and the prospective residents, I just made a presentation last week. They were so kumbaya because they endorsed it, right, into their families. It is so much about the families. So, that's what it's all about.
Well, and it's very consistent. We were talking with another operator just yesterday and how the shift is occurring where oftentimes we as operators and developers felt like we were sort of trying to figure out and inform the residents and their families what they should be doing or what they should experience and what technology they should be using. now that's sort of flipping. We're getting the feedback and them telling us what we should be doing for them, right? So very interesting. So it's great to have an awesome partner here. Thanks for taking time with us. And so I'm actually really excited to hear more about the project you guys are doing together when that all finishes. And maybe we can get a report on that at
That's
a later
right.
date.
That's right. A very famous community Presbyterian Village North, and just there in Dallas, which leads me to my final question. There is a big difference between the not-for-profit side and the for-profit side. So when I think of the not-for-profit side, we're talking about CCRCs, life plan communities. And then the for-profit side, there's a variety of different options from AL and IL and memory care. In your experience, talk about the differences of working as an architect in these two different sectors.
Worked probably 50-50 through my career with both entities. And across the country, the mission's always the same. I've found them all to be purposeful, mission orientated, and they still have to do well. They've got to be financially proactive and strategic about how they spend the money, right? So I find that part very consistent. The building programming too is oftentimes familiar. So they're competing with each other in the same marketplace often. So the process might be a little bit different because on the nonprofit side, I'll have a board that I'll be speaking with and they'll have counsel as well. But at the same time on the for-profit side, there's a head of development, head of marketing, head of ops, and they all have their special purpose within that process. So I'm still building a constituency in terms of opinion and decisions, timely basis, so they're going to be successful. So, the product itself, they too want to optimize the dollars that they've got, and I work with them to do that. And my goal is to exceed, what they're expecting. I've had a couple of times where I said, this is too nice. This turned out too nice. We're trying to be here. Right? So sometimes you got to modify it a little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, what a great conversation here.
Thank you.
And thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
You bet. Yeah. You bet. My pleasure. Thank you.
Fun conversation, shared passions. Rocky Berg will connect with you in our show notes. You can go to btgvoice.com and download this content and so much more. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.